What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Bloomberg is reporting. Here we are just a couple of weeks after Donald Trump had that huge $110 billion weapons deal with Saudi Arabia. Bloomberg is reporting that the Pentagon is agreeing to sell Qatar $12 billion worth of F-15 jets. So in this coming war between Saudi Arabia and Qatar, the U.S. is selling weapons to both sides. Money, 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 money. It's going to be good stuff here. All right, getting on back to the economic news here. All during the year, we've been hearing the government say, oh, tax collections are up. We're doing great. You know, everybody's paying their taxes. At the same time, we're hearing about all these state and local governments are hovering on the edge of bankruptcy. And the two did not line up. And there was a suspicion that maybe the government was overstating tax revenues in order to reassure their creditors that everything was going to be hunky-dory. And that appears to now be the situation because apparently Moody's are looking at the situation and saying that the reality is federal and state tax receipts are declining rapidly. People don't have money. They can't pay taxes. They can't go to the malls and buy U.S. manufactured goods. They can't buy cars. Somebody somewhere needs to wake up and realize that if you take all the money away from the middle and working classes, the top part of the economy is going to come crashing down. The foundation of every economy is the ability of the working and middle class people to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries in order to pump that wealth back into the bottom of the economic pyramid. There has to be a recycling mechanism. There used to be one. It was called taxing the rich and bringing the money back down to the bottom. Now it's reversed. The rich get away with not paying taxes. The poor are being taxed, except they don't have anything left to tax. And that's why it's all coming to a crashing halt. Okay, over in France, the Macron government, which has just announced they're going to convert France's temporary state of emergency that was started after the Charlie Hebdo false flag into a permanent part of French law. Now they're showing hostility towards media independence. This is a warning being sounded by French journalists, where they're basically saying the government is coming on down, saying that the government wants more control over what appears in the media, both corporate and independent. Now, Poland is very upset with Macron because apparently Macron is only talking to Germany about EU integration. And Poland is feeling left out. Poland is feeling, as so many of the EU member nations do, that Germany has become the de facto ruler of the European Union, parallel to Brussels itself. Now, as you know, the recent snap election in Great Britain has thrown Brexit into doubt, and apparently a Labour Party front bencher is now saying the party would concede on freedom of movement in order to get a Brexit deal. So they're already starting to surrender the whole point of the Brexit, which is economic independence and relief from the flood of refugees. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Daryl in Alabama, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Mike. First-time caller. I really, really enjoy listening to you. I was on this event today in Washington, D.C. with the shooting and everything. It just occurred to me, I was listening to your show today, and is it any surprise that when we have a mania and hysteria of the agenda of the neo-Marxist and their media, that provocateurs would provoke somebody? I mean, it's really a Captain Obvious moment here, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, as more and more information comes out about this shooter, there was a very obvious problem with this individual. Frankly, I think at the point where he threatened a neighbor with a shotgun, At that point, they should have moved on in and said, we're revoking your firearms card, and you're not allowed to have any weapons. But again, we are in a system where the behavior of people isn't being penalized. The possession of certain devices are, because the real agenda is eventual disarmament of all the American people, so we're not a threat to we're not able to oppose more government abuse, which, by the way, is the whole point of the Second Amendment. And we've already seen how our government has just completely dropped the ball on real crime, and that's obvious over, especially in the area of computer and computer crime. They're not even trying. They're just out there pushing this system along to make themselves rich and powerful and to be in control. And it is totally out of control, and it is not serving the interests of the ordinary American people. Now, getting on back to this shooter situation, again, looking at what has come on out about this individual, apparently this is a guy who started deteriorating quite some time ago. He used to be in the construction business. He allowed his contracting licenses to expire. Then he got brought up on charges for running his business without the appropriate licenses. And this appears to have been part of that that situation of radicalization. But again, looking at what he was writing in his Facebook, it was very obvious that this guy, there was a threat there. And so the question I have is, we have been told that NSA and CIA are reading all of our Facebook posts. They're putting them through language analyzers and everything. Why didn't they pick up on this guy? Because it's very obvious that a potential for violence was there. This is exactly the kind of individual personality, feeling like life has been very unfair to him. He's got guns. He's got a history of violence. And yes, he is absolutely the sort of person who would get caught up in all of the ultra left's rhetoric of violence against Trump and Republicans in general, and get caught up and think it's a movement and I want to be part of it.
Oh yeah, yeah. He identified with him, and it's identity politics, and these things can be dangerous. This situation illustrates that. I just want to buttress what you were saying earlier to an earlier gentleman caller. I believe that this guy was for real. I really believe that he is what he appears to be, and I think that's incredibly dangerous and indicates to every rational person in this country, whatever their politics are, that when you use provocative language, you will incite and provoke people. And to that, I would admonish the media and the politicians that don't address honesty and integrity as far as this. When people attack, like the beheading woman, these plays indicating Trump needs to be heard and all these sort of things, I don't... It's borderline seditious behavior. I know there's a free speech component there, Mike, but it borders on sedition. Am I going too far with that?
Well, sedition is criticism of the government, and that is protected speech under the First Amendment here. People seem to think the First Amendment means you can say anything you want, anytime you want. That was not actually the intent. It's like the old joke about shouting fire in a crowded movie theater when there really isn't a fire. Yeah. The First Amendment is out there to protect the truth when it is told out there in the face of people who don't want the truth to come on out. The First Amendment does not exist to protect lies, and the First Amendment certainly does not exist to protect exhortations to violence. And there are, in fact, federal laws that criminalize encouraging violence against politicians and especially against the president. And maybe it's time to start invoking them. And instead of thinking about banning guns, maybe it's time to start thinking about banning liberalism, because they've been pushing this agenda ever since Trump won the election.
Well, I just want to I want to say a couple things here. One of them is I want to commend you for your clarity and your cogent way you analyze things with critical thinking and deductive reasoning. I really appreciate listening to that, and I think you do everybody a great service by doing that and unwinding these knots. The other thing that occurred to me, Mike, if I could,
Well, I wanted to thank you for the kind words, but
oh, believe me, they're well deserved, sir. The other thing that occurred to me while I was listening to all this and thinking about it through the day somewhat was that there was this news article about I'll pull this together if you just give me a second. There was this news article about how many drones and that there was only like 20% of them have really been spoken to in the media and acknowledged. And all this destruction that goes on around the world associated with our armaments and different things like this. And I don't want to sound over the top when I say this, please, but it occurred to me that they had a little bit of that come home to them, like the chickens came home to roost, like this is what people in Syria feel like, this is what people in Libya feel like. I mean, there was that reality check that came home that, you know, violence is really unacceptable anywhere like that. So
I'm afraid that Congress is probably not going to see it that way. But you raise another important point. Right now we're putting all the focus over on the liberal hate-mongering that's been going on, but we have to add to that the example set by the U.S. government as a whole, that violence is the solution to all of your problems and upsets anywhere in the world. And that's something that's obviously going to be affecting our children who are growing up and trying to find their way through the world. They're looking at the example set by the government. It's okay to lie. It's okay to torture. It's okay to blow people up. It's okay to just shoot bullets and drop bombs and everything. And some people are going to take that lesson to heart, and that is going to be a problem.
I appreciate that. And it's a great example of might doesn't always make right, you know. And so thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right.
And I'll jump off, but I thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Getting on back to Europe and the European Union and the refugees and all the rest of it, the globalist agenda is on full display up in Sweden, and we've been talking about Sweden and just how completely over the top they are. Apparently, a pair of Swedish priests have started a movement to demand that Sweden stop celebrating Sweden's national holiday, National Day, because saying nationalism and patriotism are poison. We can't have patriotism and nationalism. We're all on board with the global New World Order. Don't you talk about your country anymore. Really is absurd. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. A lot of your other callers have alluded to this, but there's such a, in my mind, when you go back and look at, like, Black Lives Matter, they're actually hunting police and have been kind of encouraged to do so. There's an encouraging sort of message that you should resist the police and blah, blah, blah. And there's this whole resistance thing against Trump. There's the whole deal when Obama would bring in that murder in Florida where the white kid, you know, was a neighborhood watch guy. Remember that? Trayvon Martin?
Yeah, Trayvon Martin. Yeah,
they brought protesters in to fan up the flames. We have all
that actually was that was actually being run by the State Department. The State Department sent people down there to organize the protest to try and fan that up.
Right, federally funded.
Yes.
And just like the whole thing in Missouri and all that where they're inciting like violence, and the whole Soros thing inciting violence, all these riots and stuff that they had after the election is still, you know, have to a small degree. And, you know, it just seems to me, everybody's talked about, you know, all the pundits talking about killing Trump as a joke, or not even as a joke, suggesting it outright sometimes. What do you think is going to happen when all this stuff is encouraged? Yeah.
You're going to get those people who are on the edge of flipping on out. And again, I want to find out if this guy was on prescription antidepressants, because it certainly sounded like he's somebody who had some issues going on. And if, in fact, his move to Alexandria, Virginia, coincided with a loss of income and he had to stop the antidepressants, it's when you're getting off them that you are most at risk of having some kind of an event that could lead to mass violence.
You know, Mike, Alexandria is a really expensive place, and you don't move there without a job. I mean, it's really expensive in Alexandria. It's just, at any rate, I'm not saying this is so, but it really wouldn't even surprise me, honestly, to see that this was ginned up like one of these FBI with the entrapment thing, finding some loony guy. I'm not saying it happened, but that wouldn't even surprise me if it did. So.
Well, we hold out that possibility, but right now my instincts are telling me that this guy was the real deal. I mean, his history goes back so far with all of these issues, the things that were on his Facebook page, and I think he just got caught up in this fanatical state of mind from the liberals. And all this talk about, you know, it's okay to commit violence against Republicans, and it feels real. There may be evidence that will change my mind down the road, but right now, I think this guy just got caught up in it. He obviously had a lot of personal issues that were going on, and it may turn out that he was actually living in this white van in Alexandria, because one of the comments that was in one of the articles is that he seemed to spend all of his days at the local YMCA, just sitting there with his laptop and doing whatever he was doing, and apparently was very aloof, didn't really want to talk to people, wasn't even dressed in workout clothes. So it just looks like it was just his place to hang out. And that, to me, suggests that he may not have actually had a residence, per se, in Alexandria.
You know, when you put this together with, like, all the campus stuff where conservatives aren't allowed to speak, there are riots on the campus, then you have the people like Black Lives Matter, who some of them are hunting down police, who want safe spaces on campus. I mean, it's just, the whole world has gone crazy.
So. Yeah, it is. It's just become chaotic. And again, what we're seeing is all these little different factions and all these different individuals with their own personal agendas, some of which are rooted in some outright fantasies. And there's nobody maintaining an overview of what's good for the country as a whole. That's supposed to be Donald Trump's job, but they've got him completely, swamped. With the swamp, as it were, with all of these legal actions, and they're just trying to carry out lawfare against him. They're still trying to find some way that they can justify removing him from power before he gets his act together and has an opportunity to start unraveling that narcocracy.
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. The country just does not seem governable at all. I think, you know, when you look what Obama did with importing all these people, protesters, and fanning up riots like the ones in Missouri and in Florida and all that, and you have to wonder if it's just not by design. So, you know.
Well, again, sooner or later, for the New World Order globalist agenda, the United States does have to be brought down. I always presumed that it was likely going to be the last one to fall, because the New World Order needs America's military might, certainly to go up against Russia and China. But again, going back to the parallels between the United States and ancient Rome, we're clearly in the bread and circuses phase of the decline of our society. Anyway, Peter, we're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women, children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And already members of Congress are out there pushing for new legislation in the wake of the shooting this morning. And again, the bias is definitely out there. The Democrats are out there screaming, we have to have more gun control. Again, at the same time, other lawmakers are pushing for Washington, D.C. To enact conceal carry reciprocity. Now, this is something that's been coming on very strongly, and that is where states will respect a conceal carry permit issued in a different state. So if you're in a state that allows conceal carry and you have a conceal carry permit, and you can go into these other states that will respect the reciprocity back and forth. And so now they're saying it is time to have it in Washington, D.C., because Washington, D.C., which has some very strict gun laws, they're now saying those laws are placing the lives of members of Congress at risk. Actually, they're placing the lives of everybody at risk, but apparently only the members of Congress actually count here. Over in Baltimore, another city with strict gun control, the violence has become so bad, police are being forced to work 12-hour shifts, and that is very intense. Now, I love this next story. little light moment in the midst of all this darkness. Over in Kansas, there was a man who robbed a bank last September. And he left a trail of clues and evidence. And when he was arrested, he told police that he wanted to be arrested and he wanted to be sentenced to jail to get away from his wife. And the judge sentenced him to home confinement. Oh, my goodness. Heck hath no fury than a woman scorned, as it were. Now, down in Flint, Michigan, as you know, the fallout from the water crisis continues. They still don't really have a solution down there. And apparently, criminal charges are now being filed. The Michigan health chief has been charged with manslaughter. And the state's chief medical officer have been charged. Nick Lyon, who's head of the Department of Health and Human Services, was charged with involuntary manslaughter and other crimes. And he's accused of failing to alert the public about an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in the Flint area, which has been linked by some experts to the poor water quality in 2014 and 2015. Dr. Eden Wells is charged with obstruction of justice and lying to a police officer. And it is time that government officials are held to account for the stupid, boneheaded decisions that they make that harm people. So let's talk a little bit about computers and so forth. Apparently, over at the Google Play Store, over 800 of the Android apps contain the Xaviar malware. And these have been downloaded millions and millions of times. And the malware collects sensitive user data and can allow an outsider to carry out operations on your device. And so somehow the Google Play Store has been compromised. Somebody got past the inspection process that checks for malware, or Google Play Store simply stopped caring about it. And they're not the only ones. Apparently over at Apple, their App Store has a problem. It's become a scammer's paradise. So it's wide open. Nobody's doing a thing about it. By the way, Apple's company in Doha, Qatar, has been added to the list of 59 people and institutions that are being considered to be funding terrorism. So Apple's woes are only multiplying, as it were, here. Now, Microsoft has released patches to the last three remaining NSA Windows exploits revealed by the Vault 7 release and WikiLeaks and Edward Snowden. So they're trying to patch all of these holes because these cyber weapons have now gotten out into the dark web, and this U.S. government-created cyber weapons tools are now being used to wage war on law-abiding computer users the world over. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new Angstrom Silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, the Five Eyes nations, the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, are getting ready to have a meeting in Canada to develop plans to force tech companies to have back doors in the encryption on all their products. And as usual, they're out there saying it's the only way that we can fight crime and terror. And of course, every time there's another mandated backdoor in the security of your product, the criminals will find it sooner or later. And, you know, they're out there saying, you know, the privacy of a terrorist can never be more important than public safety. This is about spying on people, to make sure you're not thinking those double plus ungood thoughts. And obviously, they certainly dropped the ball with this James Hodgkinson, who was posting all over his Facebook page all kinds of warnings about, you know, how we felt about the Republicans here. But it's never going to work against the real criminals and the real terrorists. And I reposted my article, Rivero Challenges the NSA, to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And I did this a few years ago, where I came on out and I created six different encryption challenges. And I put them on out there, and I said, I dare anybody to be able to break the code and read the message. And nobody ever did. And the reason is, and this is the big, deep, ugly secret that they don't want you to think about. In order to break a code and read the message, it's a two-step process. First of all, you have to figure out the method. And then once you have the method, then you can look for the keys. Of the two, that first one is the most difficult. The Allies were not able to read Nazi Germany's Enigma messages until they actually captured a machine and were able to work out the methodology. After that, Alan Turing and the people at Bletchley Park built this mechanical calculator, sort of an early computer, that could then brute force those keys, and they could read the messages. But until they had the method, they couldn't do anything. So I simply created six encryption systems on an air-gapped machine. And again, up front, I'm not an encryption expert, and I'm only a moderately decent programmer. And I was able to come up with these encryption systems that nobody could break. And if I can do it, real criminals can do it, real terrorists can do it. And so all this talk about needing to have access to all of your private communications is all about them wanting to spy on your private communications. And it won't do a thing about real terror and real crime, just like banning guns won't stop the criminals from getting the guns. And that is just absolutely the reality. And remember, the government cannot be trusted with your private data. Some years ago in Seattle, there was a huge scandal. It was back in the 90s, where the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference was held in Seattle, and it came on out that U.S. government agents on the taxpayer dime were hacking into the computers of conference attendees, not to fight crime, not to stop terror, but to steal business secrets to give to Bill Clinton's cronies, to give them an advantage in bidding on contracts. Industrial espionage. So that's the reason you have the right to privacy. The government can't go on fishing expeditions. The government is supposed to mind its own business. And this idea that all of our communications should be wide open to the government to stop crime and terror, it won't work. Because as I demonstrated in my challenge, it is incredibly easy to create a system of encryption that the NSA will not be able to break. So, now, apparently out in California, a gentleman, 21-year-old, Trayvon Maurice Franklin, got hold of the upcoming Marvel film Deadpool and for some reason decided he was going to put it on his Facebook page. Now, it's in the theaters right now. And apparently, 5 million people watched this movie off the Facebook page. And he's been arrested on a federal criminal charge of copyright infringement. Yeah, gee, you think? Now, there's a very simple reality here. If you like good movies or good music, you should pay for it. And not steal it, and certainly not put it up where 5 million people can get a copy of it. Because that's 5 million people who will not be buying a ticket or a Blu-ray disc. And if the people who produce the movies that you like, or the music that you like, are not able to basically earn the money from their product, they're not going to make any more product. And already there is a dearth of new product afflicting the cable industry. Now, they like to blame online piracy, and in this case, they're absolutely right. But movies are a business. Music is a business. And you shouldn't be stealing movies and music any more than you should go into a bakery and steal a donut. And I know I'm going to get emails on that about the free exchange of information and, oh, those movie people and musicians are making huge amounts of money. And by the way, I know from my 30 years in the entertainment industry, that's actually not true for the vast majority of people who work in those industries. Yeah, there are some people at the top who are just raking in the dough. But for the ordinary people who are standing on that TV or movie set, they're not financially any better off than people who are working on a car assembly line. I remember one of the funniest things that ever happened when we were working on Lost. We were using this very, very expensive building down in Honolulu as a location. And we were, a bunch of us crew, were riding up in the elevator. And in the elevator was a representative of the company that had built the building and was trying to sell the individual units in there. It was a condo. And like single room, one room in this building was $5 million. And this guy's out there pitching to us, you know, this is really great. You know, you're all working in the TV industry. You're all rich. You should buy that. And at that point, the whole elevator just erupted in laughter. Because, no, as a matter of fact, the vast majority of people working in the entertainment industry, they're doing about as well as anybody else in America. Yes, there are a few major stars and a few top executives who are making huge amounts of money. But when you're stealing copyrighted material, you're actually harming those people who work on the sets, work in the recording booths, and they could lose their jobs from all of this. But this guy, what was he thinking? Putting up a whole movie on Facebook? It's not like he was even reselling it at a discounted price. He's an idiot. Sorry about that, but he is an idiot. Now then, right now, there is this case that is in the court right now regarding a young lady named Michelle Carter, who is on trial for urging her boyfriend to commit suicide using text messages. And it's a very, very bizarre case. And you have to wonder, what was she thinking? And, of course, they're making a big deal about the texting, but she could have been using a phone, could have been sending paper mail. It doesn't really matter. She was trying. She urged this kid to kill himself, and he did. And apparently, the defense rested after calling one witness, Dr. Peter Bregan, who testified Michelle Carter had switched to a new prescription antidepressant and was unable to form clear intent, was involuntarily intoxicated, and the records show that she kept texting this kid's phone for weeks after he killed himself. So there we have it again, prescription antidepressants. I'm starting to wonder if a large amount of the bizarre behavior we are seeing in our society is linked to these drugs. And right now, 25% of Americans are taking some form of these prescription psychiatric medication. And they could be just as dangerous as vaccines. And because they're big money makers, they're still just as protected. We could be drugging our entire culture into insanity, and we're behaving like it with some of the stuff that we see out there. Okay, let's see. We're going to grab a phone call here. Herman in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Climate change and Cain's wife.
You're saying Cain's wife is... Cain's wife is responsible for global warming. Okay, I'll go for that one.
No. Okay. That was a good one. All right. Last Thursday, I sent you documentation and email about discovered human artifacts dated to be 38 to 55 million years old and the cover-up that followed. This was artifact.
Yeah, I did see that, and the science behind it didn't seem very solid. I mean, right now, the earliest known human fossils are 300,000 years old.
Yes, but this find was at Table Mountain in California, and there was cover-up. However...
Now, wait a minute. I used to work at Table Mountain. I worked at the observatory there. I know the area very well. And it's not an area where there's a huge amount of fossil-bearing strata because of the uplifting of the mountain range. I mean, if you go out into the flat area of the desert, there's all kinds of fossils out there. But that whole mountain range around Table Mountain, it's all metamorphic. You're not going to find hardly any usable fossils in there.
Well, this was during the gold rush in 1849 when they dug underground.
It's still metamorphic, folded, and distorted rock here. Listen, I appreciate, you know, you're sending me the information, but again, it doesn't jibe with what else is going on. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, As you know, and again, we're having a guest next week who's talking about the FDA seeming to be much more concerned with protecting the pharmaceutical and food corporations than with human health. And there's been a lot of talk lately about the high cost of cancer treatment, along with how dangerously toxic it is, whether it's chemotherapy or radiation. And there has been talk throughout the years of alternative, very inexpensive treatments to cancer, like hydrazine sulfate, Laetril, a bunch of others. There are apparently some clinics in Asia and in South America that are getting tremendous success rates in getting rid of cancer. And by the way, 25% of all cancers spontaneously go away on their own. But the policy of the medical industrial complex in the United States is we don't know which 25% it's going to be, so we're going to sell the radiation and the chemo to everybody. But apparently there's been a tremendous amount of research showing that vitamin C, especially intravenous vitamin C, coupled with regular antibiotics are literally much more effective at killing cancer cells than the chemotherapy. But the chemotherapy is highly profitable. Nobody wants an inexpensive cure. In fact, nobody wants a cure at all. Yeah, look at how many of these charities you see advertising on TV. We're after a cure for this disease. We're after a cure for that disease. And when you get to be my age, you realize you've been hearing those commercials all your life. We're seeking a cure for this. And here we are half a century later, and they're still collecting money to seek the cure. They're not seeking a cure. They're seeking more treatments because treatments are much more profitable. If I am a doctor and you come into my office and you have a case of the creeping blorch and I cure you of it, you pay your bill and you go away and that's it. I never see you again. If you come into my office with the creeping blorch and I treat your symptoms, you pay me, you go away, you come back next month to get another prescription treating the symptoms, you go away, you come back the next month, and month after month you are there writing more checks or your insurance company is paying it. It's like planned obsolescence on things like light bulbs and razor blades. A cure is a bad business model, just like products that do not wear out are a bad business model in the American culture. Meanwhile, Jeff Sessions is still out there asking Congress to undo the medical marijuana protections. A lot of states now allow you to have marijuana for medical purposes, and it has been demonstrated it's actually a very good medicine for a lot of ailments. I have a good friend of mine who is treating his glaucoma with marijuana, which is a lot less expensive than the more conventional pharmaceutical medication. But obviously there are vested financial interests who want marijuana to go away. Certainly big alcohol wants it to go away. Big tobacco wants it to go away. The CIA's drug runners want it to go away. And obviously the pharmaceutical industries want it to go away, at least in terms of you being able to grow it and administer it to yourself. Because right now the pharmaceutical industries are trying to modify marijuana into a patentable form that they can then sell to you, much as they took the valerian root, which is a natural tranquilizer, changed its molecules a little bit, called it Valium, patented it, and it's now the most abused tranquilizer in America. It's all about the money. It's not about what is making you healthy or what is going to cure you. It's about exploiting your fear of illness and death to basically get your wealth from you. And Sessions is going along with that. Now, proving that scientists can be prostituted, there was this very bizarre statement from Professor Stephen Jones, who came on out and said, eating raw food will kill you in 6 months. You should be eating processed, commercially produced food. If you eat raw food diet, it'll kill you in 6 months. Really? What do you think human beings ate for those first 100,000 years? It's absurd. Now, he's out there trying to say that because of the way we're raised, we no longer have the necessary enzymes to eat raw food. Well, actually, it all depends on how much you've been eating all along. Your body's digestive system adapts to what your diet is. And if you start eating more and more raw food, those enzymes will come back. It's not a permanent situation. But he's out there pushing corporate food. They want you dependent on the corporations because dependency is slavery. Finally, if you are somebody who's concerned about their appearance, you need to be careful of the Tatty Skincare 5-in-1 Skincare Set. It is marketed as 100% free of harmful chemicals and states right on the package it has no mercury whatsoever. It has now been discovered to have mercury that exceeds the acceptable limits of exposure by 20,000 times. And it can pose a serious risk. The treatment cream contains prohibited ingredients like tretinoin and hydroquinone. Just whatever it is, put it in the package. We can sell it on the market. All these government agencies that are supposed to be looking out for your health and welfare, they are looking the other way. And that right there is fascism. Fascism is when government authority and corporate interests are aligned together against the general population. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today here, and we're going to take a phone call from Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, thank you, Michael. You were talking about raw food. I'm here to say I've been eating raw meat, raw fish, raw poultry, raw liver, all kinds of things for years now. I tried to tell you about Viljamer Stefanson about 6 months ago, and you hang up on me right away. You write that name down, Viljamer Stefanson, on Wikipedia. He was a Harvard PhD. He's on the front of a 22-cent postage stamp. He is called the Arctic Explorer. Back in 1910, he went up and lived and ate and hunted with the Eskimos for a couple of years and came back, and they said, oh, my, you got to be sick. No vegetables, no fruits. You got to have scurvy. You got to have plugged arteries from all that saturated fat. They tested him. They found him perfectly good health. They were so concerned and interested about it in 1928, they put him on an observed diet at New York Hospital for 1 year. And it was carefully observed. In fact, there was a doctor that later became very famous. At the end of 1 year, they said, he is in fine health. The only thing abnormal about him is his feces are small and hard, and they don't smell bad. I called up the pharmacist. Yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still. I was responding to what
okay,
you were saying.
I called up a pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. He has a show on the radio. I said, are your feces supposed to smell bad, Ben? And he said no, calmly. He didn't, you know, laugh. But I can
Okay, we're almost out of time here. I want to respond to what you said. Basically, if you're on a vegetarian diet, you're not supposed to have much of an odor there. But again, when I was growing up as a farm kid, we ate raw vegetables all the time. I eat sushi now. That's raw fish, or sashimi, actually. I'm not dying. This was all about, again, trying to push that corporate agenda. You will buy processed food full of chemicals, full of GMO, and you will love it. And it's a bit of a pushback. Wes, I'm going to let you go because we're almost to the end of the show. Quick little note of a milestone. Voyager 1 has now passed 20 billion kilometers from here on planet Earth. It's the most traveled artifact humans have ever created. And, of course, the more it travels, it's always setting a new record for distance. But it's a bit of a tick over. So effectively, Voyager 1 is now 19 light hours away from Earth. And it's a little bit of a shock to me because back in the 70s, I worked on Voyager when it was whizzing by Jupiter. And now it's just way on out there, 138 astronomical units from Earth. And that is just amazing. I hope they enjoy the record. That's all I can say there. And, of course, the running joke in NASA was after the launch of the Voyagers, somebody teletyped, received your message, send more Chuck Berry, because Chuck Berry's on that record. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I got to do some work on the old ancient Honda. And we'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. Please donate to RBN if you can, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.